Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 60, and then following that we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 60. It's a review lesson. I am sustained by the love of God. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. There is nothing to fear. God is the strength in which I trust. God is the love in which I forgive. The blameless cannot blame, and those who have accepted their innocence see nothing to forgive. Yet forgiveness is the means by which I will recognize my innocence. Forgiveness is the reflection of God's love on earth. It will bring me near enough to heaven that the love of God can reach down to me and raise me up to Him. It is not my own strength through which I forgive. It is through the strength of God in me, which I am remembering as I forgive. I forgive all things because I feel the stirring of His strength in me, and I begin to remember the love I chose to forget, but which has not forgotten me. Everyone and everything I see will lean towards me to bless me. I will recognize in everyone my dearest friend. What could there be to fear in a world that I have forgiven and that has forgiven me? There is not a moment in which God's voice ceases to call on my forgiveness to save me. There is not a moment in which His voice fails to direct my thoughts, guide my actions, and lead my feet. As I listen to God's voice, I am sustained by His love. As I forgive, His love reminds me that His Son is sinless. And as I look upon the world with the vision He has given me, I remember that I am His Son. I like to read the main ideas backwards on this lesson, as well as frontwards. I am sustained by the love of God. When I remember that I am sustained by the love of God, when I return back to the truth, to the place inside me, the place that is vigilant only for God. When I return back to that remembrance, I return back to remembering that I am sustained by the love of God. And so to return back to that remembrance that I am sustained by the love of God, I need to sit deeply with that. I need to sit deeply to find the truth of who I am. Feeling the truth of who I am in such a way that I can recall it whenever I need it, that feeling. I think this is why I meditate so much, is to return back to that remembrance, to build the memory of it so that it is easy to recall. And when I find myself with a button pushed, I can return back to that home base and remember who I am in truth. Remember that love. Through that, I can forgive by remembering the innocence of who I am and the innocence of who everyone is. And so whatever button is being pushed, returning back to that space of remembrance, I can see the innocence in whatever the situation is. And I can let go of the false fear because I am sustained by the love of God. There is no fear. God is the strength in which I trust is the trust I have found for returning back to the feeling, that home base. It's in that trust in His strength, and now my strength, in knowing who I am. And in that knowing who I am, there isn't any fear. And each time a button gets pushed and I recall that there is another way to look at it. There is another way to look at it from the truth of who I am. Every time I have the idea to look at it differently, that is God's voice speaking to me throughout the day, reminding me to remember who I am. I am sustained by the love of God. God's voice speaks to me throughout the day. There is nothing to fear. God is the strength in which I trust. God is the love in which I forgive. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, I want only to be vigilant for the kingdom of heaven within me. I want only to hear your voice throughout the day, bringing me back to the remembrance of who I am. I want only to see the innocence in everything all around me, and the truth that they too are one with me. In oneness, all fear is relinquished. In oneness, only innocence can be the reflection of God's love in all that I see. As we drop quietly into our hearts, steady our feet, our Father. Let our doubts be quiet and our holy minds be still and speak to us. We have no words to give to you. We would but listen to your word and make it ours. Lead our practicing as does a father lead a child along the way he does not understand. Yet does he follow, sure that he is safe, because his father leads the way for him. Thank you for joining with me in this holy space of the remembrance of our truth. Namaste.